Ready to get the fit body of your dreams? Welcome to the Fit Body Podcast. I'm Jolie Lori, an IFBB Fitness Pro, certified personal trainer and nutrition coach. Back in 2004, I created one of the world's first online personal training programs and have helped thousands of women transform their bodies and their lives online ever since. I've been featured in fitness magazines worldwide and even competed on American Ninja Warrior. But my passion is helping women love both how they look and how they feel through balanced workouts and healthy eating. Welcome to the Fit Body Podcast. Have you ever stepped into your gym pumped for a great workout, only to be held back by that familiar ache from your knees? Does that whisper of knee pain turn into a full shout when you include traditional favorite leg exercises like deep squats or lunges? Unfortunately, finding knee-friendly leg exercises really can be frustrating for women that want lean and defined legs, but who struggle with weak or bad knees. As a women's fitness expert with over 2 decades of experience working directly with women online, I've come to appreciate deeply the critical role that leg and glute exercises play, not just in our overall fitness, but in having the leg shape and definition most women really want. Leg exercises are the cornerstone of a strong lower body. They give us a lot of benefits that really do extend far beyond the aesthetics. Strong legs improve our stability, our posture, even our bone density, which is critical. However, I know and understand that knee issues can pose a significant barrier to being able to complete these leg exercises fully. I've suffered 3 separate ACL injuries myself and had the reconstruction surgeries along with physical therapy to get back to 100%. I really do understand the frustration of trying to find leg exercises when you have knee issues. The good news is I've done the research for you. In this episode, I'm going to take you through some of the reasons you might have knee pain in the first place while you're exercising and my favorite knee-friendly leg exercises for women that have knee pain. Stay tuned. Let's start by understanding knee pain problems and the impact they can have on exercise. Many women suffer from knee pain. In fact, 20% of women will have knee pain at some point in their lives, according to research. These issues can be from things like overuse, injury, or even an underlying health condition. There are 2 very common knee problems that women have. Arthritis, which is a degenerative condition that can make your joints painful and stiff, or tendonitis that can make your can inflame your tendons. That can also lead to pain, and both of these will cause mobility issues. With these kind of conditions, regular traditional leg exercises can be more painful and sometimes will do more damage than good. We want to be really careful when selecting exercises and to make modifications when we need to some of those traditional leg exercises. Okay, so first, I want to really go through why are you having this knee pain? Let's start by understanding that. One of the first reasons are weak glutes. Oftentimes, when a woman has knee pain, the weak glutes are to blame. Weak glutes can lead to knee pain and soreness, especially during those lower body workouts. Those glute muscles play a really vital role in supporting your body through movements like squats, lunges, and step-ups. When your glutes are not strong enough, your knees will take more of the strain than they should, leading to increased instability and joint issues. To combat that, I want you to focus on strengthening your glutes through leg exercises that don't put that kind of strain on your knee joints. The second reason you might be having knee pain is stiff hips. Stiff hips can cause knee stress. If your hips lack flexibility, they can't support your femur's free movement, which puts additional stress on the knee joint. This stiffness forces your knee to compensate, potentially decreasing stability, and that can cause injuries. Research indicates that increased mobility in the hips can lessen or even prevent knee pain. I recommend including hip opening stretches like the piriformis stretch, pigeon pose, frog stretch, or even kneeling lunges to improve your hip mobility. Regularly including these types of stretches and mobility exercises will improve the flexibility of your hips, and that's going to take the strain off of your knees. Another reason you might be having knee pain during exercise is that you might be lifting too heavy. While it's great to be ambitious, and I really do want you to push within your safe limits when you're working out, you have to be careful if you have underlying knee issues. Lifting weights that are too heavy is going to put a lot of strain and stress on that knee joint. In fact, the fact that you have pain is your body telling you something. That pain is a sign that your joints are under too much pressure. By adjusting the weights you're lifting and decreasing the frequency of that workout, you can prevent knee discomfort and limit the likelihood of further injury. I like to alternate leg workouts. If you have knee pain consistently, try alternating your heavy and lighter leg days to give you a good balance. This will ensure you continue building muscle and strength without compromising that joint health. Another reason you might be having knee pain is if you're overly aggressive with your workout progression. If you're ramping up your workouts too quickly, that can lead to overuse injuries and knee pain. If you're increasing the training load or volume too fast, you risk hurting your knees and during those lower body exercises. The solution here? Dial it back, both with the intensity and with the volume. I do want your workouts to be aggressive and challenging, but not so much that you're getting injured. If exercise is causing knee issues frequently, it might be time to introduce more rest days and focus on recovery for a period. I encourage my online training clients to monitor how they feel during their training sessions, and we adapt their workout plans based on how they're feeling. That brings me to recovery. Another reason you might be having knee pain is that you have insufficient recovery. After an intense workout, we must let our bodies properly recover from those hard training sessions. If you fail to properly recover after a demanding workout, that will lead to knee pain and other issues. This problem can stem from several things: inadequate nutrition, poor sleep, or insufficient rest times during your workouts. One thing that I like to do if women are having more knee discomfort or knee pain in general is to space out their leg workouts or to reduce the volume so that you get better recovery between those leg sessions. Finally, and this is a really important thing to think about, you want to determine if your knee pain is actually due to some kind of damage or an injury. Suppose you've had this discomfort for a long time and the knee pain persists even when you're not exercising, or it starts to get worse over time. In that case, you're going to want to have this checked out by a doctor to make sure you don't have some kind of structural damage to the knee joint or the surrounding tissues. This is especially true if you've had some kind of accident or traumatic event. Each time I tore my ACL, I knew immediately there was something wrong. But that's not always the case for everyone. Some knee injuries are not found for a long time. If your knee pain continues and persists and it tends to get better, check it out with your doctor. Okay, so those are some of the reasons you might have knee pain during exercise. Now we've determined that, I am really excited to jump into some of my favorite exercises, my favorite leg exercises that really are knee friendly. So these exercises are going to be great for people who have achy knees or weak knees, and I like to put them in three categories. The first category are glute activators. So these are knee exercises or leg exercises that specifically target any kind of weak glute, and they help activate your glutes without straining your knees. The second category are hip hingers. These are the ones where you are bending forward from your hips and they are working your legs, especially the hamstrings, but not engaging the knee joint specifically. The third category are quad strengtheners. These kind of exercises are going to really engage the quadricep muscles and help build and support the muscles around the knee joint. Let's dive in first to the glute activators. These are exercises like hip thrusts or glute bridges. Both of these two exercises are some of my go-to favorite exercises for women that do have bad knees. With both glute bridges and weighted hip thrusts, they play a critical role in stabilizing and supporting the knee joint. And so they're strengthening those muscles around it, particularly the gluteus maximus and the hamstrings. Without placing direct stress on the knee joint itself, these exercises are going to strengthen the muscles of the posterior chain and will help offload some of the forces that would typically go through the knee joint. These can improve knee stability and reduce the knee pain that you might be feeling over time. Furthermore, The hip thrusts and weighted glute bridges are movements that are going to be really relatively low risk for exacerbating current knee issues. Really, most anyone can do these. So what's the difference? I get the question all the time of what is the difference between a hip thrust and a glute bridge? They're really actually very similar, and it all comes down to range of motion. Glute bridges are performed on the ground with body weight, or you can use lightweight at your hips. A lot of times I will hold dumbbells or a kettlebell on my hips when doing a glute bridge. Hip thrusts, on the other hand, are a fuller range of motion, and you want to place your shoulders on a bench. So you're going to elevate your shoulders and bring your feet out, and you'll be able to go up and down more fully with a hip thrust. What's nice is that glute bridges and those weighted hip thrusts are versatile. They can be modified depending on your fitness level and how sensitive your knees are. If you have really mild knee pain, you can go ahead and add heavier weight. If you have more knee pain or you need to strengthen your glutes, your glutes are weaker in general, then you can do these either body weight or you can use lightweight. You can even change the range of motion through them so that you're not going quite as far. For instance, women that I work with that have a lot of knee pain will start off with body weight glute bridges and then gradually introduce weight as they become more comfortable with the movement and make sure that their knees are not painful through it. Progressing slowly over time allows us to build strength in a controlled manner, and that's what's going to keep the knee joint protected. The emphasis on posterior chain not only adds to your knee health, but also is going to help with your overall lower body strength and functionality. When you consistently add in glute activating exercises like glute bridges and weighted hip thrusts, you're going to reduce the risk of injury, you're going to strengthen your glutes, and you're going to avoid other lower body issues. The second category, these are my hip hingers. So movements like good mornings, or stiff leg deadlifts, or the hip hinge exercise itself. These movements are ones that you want to go to if you really want to be lifting heavier weights and getting stronger, but you're trying to protect your knees. So stiff leg deadlifts, good mornings, these are excellent exercises for women with bad knees. They focus on strengthening that posterior chain, which includes the hamstrings, the glutes, and your lower back, but they don't place that direct pressure on the knee joint itself. While it's a good idea to maintain a very small, slight bend in your knees when you're doing these movements, you're not going through any kind of range of motion with your knees. In fact, your knees kind of stay stationary with those, and the movement comes in that hip hinge, so the bending forward and standing back up. If we can enhance and strengthen the stability of those muscles that are supporting your knee, that's going to decrease your knee pain overall and really keep your knee joint healthy. One of the other things I really like about these hip hingers like stiff leg deadlifts and good mornings is that they develop core strength and balance. Those are things that are going to further help us improve our posture and our body mechanics for overall all of the physical activities that we do in a day. This gives you better alignment, and it's going to better distribute the forces throughout your lower body. It's the uneven distribution of forces that can place stress on your joints, especially those knees. So these exercises are going to help alleviate some of that stress. Another great thing about hip hingers is that they're easy for us to adjust. So we can, depending on your experience level and your strength, adjust the weight that you're using and the range of motion. I love versatile exercises like these. Deadlifts sometimes get a bad rap because they can strain your back if you don't do them with good form. But if you can do things like deadlifts and good mornings, even with body weight or very light dumbbells, you're still going to get a lot of benefit out of those, especially in your posterior chain. You really do have to use good form, and that's one of the caveats I always have, is that you have to do every exercise with excellent form, and you should stop when you start to lose form. That's my positive failure. So that's what I want to really be careful with hip hingers, is that you're not overdoing the weight on those, but they can be such a great exercise for women that have knee issues. My last group, and these are some of my favorites, these are the quad strengtheners. Things like bench step-ups, straight leg raises, and leg press. Quad strengthening leg exercises are really helpful for women with weak knees because they focus on the stability and the function of the knee joint by supporting and tightening the muscles around it. These exercises are designed to target and strengthen that quad without putting excessive stress or strain on the knee joint. That really makes them a knee-friendly option for us. And if you want to improve your leg strength and get more definition and tone without making your knee pain worse, these are a great option. One of my favorites is super basic. You can do almost anywhere, and this is just a standing straight leg raise. It is deceptively difficult, but a really great exercise for that quad strengthening without putting any strain on your knee. Literally, this is where you're going to stand up nice and tall, your abs are drawn in, you place one foot in front of the other, and you're going to lift that foot, that leg straight up off the ground, nice and tight, as high as you can. So ideally, you want to bring that front leg up almost to parallel, but just get it as high as you can and really think about, use that mind-muscle connection to think about your quadricep muscle as you're lifting your leg. This is a really gentle exercise that you can do anywhere, and it's going to minimize any kind of risk of injury. Bench step-ups are another one that I really like, and this is going to involve an aerobic bench. You could definitely use a higher bench if your knees are feeling up to it, but starting off, use something smaller like an aerobic bench, and you're just going through that step-up motion, literally as if you're going up steps at home. These exercises that mimic everyday movements are really nice, controlled ways to enhance quad strength while improving your balance and your coordination. Those kind of added benefits will help you engage the muscles in a functional movement pattern. Then we have leg press. So leg press is one that can be a really good idea, but you have to be careful with it. I don't want a really deep, heavy leg press for women with knee pain. Instead, we're going to adjust the leg press so that you are not going super deep and having a really deep knee bend, and it's not going to be too heavy. What I like is that you can adjust the resistance in a fixed movement path. So it is going to allow you to isolate the quadriceps while offering the ability to control that range of motion and not overly extend your knee. It really helps to keep it going in a straight path. And this is going to allow you to slowly but surely increase the weight and the resistance as your quadricep gets stronger. These exercises are going to contribute to that stronger muscular support system around your knee. They're going to help you effectively absorb shock and reduce the load on your knee joint and what it has to bear both during exercise and daily movement. Leg press is fairly similar to squatting, as if you're sitting and then going to a stand-up position. So with leg press, your quadriceps really are getting a great workout. What I want you to be careful about, though, is not going too heavy and too deep. We want to control the amount of weight here. So finding exercises that can mimic these daily movements is really helpful in strengthening your knees. Not only are we going to help alleviate the current knee pain, but also prevent future knee issues. If we can improve your quad strength, that is one of the things that we can do to really overall enhance your leg function. It's going to give you better mobility, higher quality of life, even if women do have knee pain. What I like about quad strengtheners is that they're really adaptive. So whether it's the weight you're using, the intensity, the range of motion, most people can include these in their leg workout. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Fit Body Podcast. I hope I've given you a better idea of the reasons that you might be having knee pain during exercise and some of my favorite exercises that are going to target your legs and strengthen them without putting more pressure on your knees. I have a full article on this issue over at my website. Be sure to check that out at julielaurie.com. And I'm excited to talk to you again soon. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about the worst exercises for women that have this kind of knee pain. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for joining me on the Fit Body Podcast. Looking forward to sharing more health and fitness information with you soon. Want more information about my online personal training for women or the world's best supplements in protein powder? Check out fitbody.com for more info.